Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Happy New Year, everybody. We're live and in person on New Year's Day. The Small Business Advocate Show never stops, basically never. In more than 10 years, we've done the show live almost every time. A few exceptions, but not too many. Let me tell you about our guest and our good friend Stephen Shapiro. As you know very well, is an expert in creativity and innovation. He's the founder of the 24/7 Innovation Group, which helps people think about get their thoughts really straight on goal setting. In fact, he wrote a book called Goal Free Living: How to Have the Life You Want Now. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Jim, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back.
Always a pleasure.
Now, here we stand, Stephen, on the threshold of zillions of New Year's resolutions. We have something under 10 billion people listening to you right now, and all around the globe, and maybe some out in the galaxy. And you know they're sitting there, touching their pencil to their tongue, ready to write down their New Year's resolutions. And they can't wait to hear your thoughts on that. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm going to put a little plug for my hometown football team, the New England Patriots.
Oh, I thought you meant the Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's great too. Maybe we'll meet up with them. But the New England Patriots, to me, are
they've had a pretty good year, haven't they?
Yeah, pretty mediocre.
Did they do okay this year?
They did. I think I heard a little bit about them in the news.
Are they going to keep their quarterback?
You never know.
I heard they were going to trade him in the offseason.
You never know with football these days. And so here's the thing which I found really amazing about these guys is that, yes, everybody by now knows that they had the first 16-0 perfect season.
Right.
And what I love, and I've been listening to and studying what Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and all the other team members have been saying before and after each game. And they are, I think, the ultimate team. They never had as a goal to go 16-0. They never even had as a goal necessarily to win the Super Bowl. If you listen to them speak, what is for them is to play each game, each play, the best they can. So whatever team is the next team they're playing, that's all that matters.
They didn't get ahead of themselves.
They definitely didn't get ahead of themselves. They're present to what is. And one of the things which I've been studying a lot right now is something I call the performance paradox. And the performance paradox is this concept that basically says the harder you try to achieve your goals, the less likely you are to achieve them. And what it has
Say that again.
The harder you try to achieve your goals, the less likely you are to achieve them.
And folks, you know when you hear something twice on the show, it's going to be on the test. Go ahead, Stephen.
The general concept is if you look at a person's performance relative to what they are focused on and how motivated they are, what you will find is that a person who is present to what they're doing in the moment is always more successful than somebody who is focused on the outcome, target, or goal. Let me give you just a really quick, this is another sports example, but I think it's a very powerful
one. Can I stop you for a second?
Absolutely.
Can you hold that thought for a second? If I understand what you're saying, you're saying that the more we focus on where we want to be and what we want that to look like, the more in jeopardy we put the quality of what we're actually working on right now.
Absolutely. For three reasons. One is something which I call the disappointment cycle. People who get ahead of themselves end up losing the pleasure of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so even when they achieve their goals, what I have found is that almost half the people who are successful in achieving everything they want are, in fact, disappointed and disillusioned. And that's the people who achieve them. Remember, 92% of New Year's resolutions are not fulfilled.
Right. One of the things that I've been telling people for a long, long time is don't race along on your journey so fast that you can't enjoy the way stations. You can't enjoy the points of demarcation. And you know, a lot of small business owners, as you know, by definition, we are not big. And some people want to get bigger. Some companies get to the next level. They want to have another branch, or they want to have five more employees, or they want to go public, or they want to be bought out, or whatever. They want that next thing. There is something that they want to do. They don't want to stay static. They don't want to stay where they are. But what I tell them is, enjoy the success of being able to contemplate going to the next level. Don't try to get there so fast that you can't enjoy what you've accomplished, and the fact that just being able to be in a position to contemplate the next level is a huge success story that you should celebrate.
Absolutely. I mean, I heard during the break you said that build on your 2007 successes. And
yeah.
Absolutely. We are in such a hurry to get somewhere that we never celebrate what we've done. We never learn from what we've done, and so we're always off to the next thing, convinced that we will be happier or we'll be better off when we achieve something else in the future.
And we can't wait to get to the finish line. You know what happens when you get to the finish line, don't you? You're finished.
Well, unfortunately, you're finished. Or hey, my brother-in-law always said, a goal once achieved no longer motivates.
Right.
And so once that happens, what most people do is, because when they achieve their goal and they find that that isn't it, they set another goal. And so they're on this treadmill running towards some future that they think is going to bring them joy, happiness, success, however you want to define it. And in fact, there is no finish line. So
what about a goal that starts out like this? I want to make a difference, .. What about that goal?
Well, see, I love that. I love that, and the reason
why
I like
this. So you can make a difference for your customers. You can make a difference for your employees. You can make a difference for your family. You can make a difference for your industry, for innovation. A lot of things you can do there. We're going to get Stephen to talk about that and whatever else he wants to talk about right after these messages. Got to take a quick break. 20 after. Happy New Year, everybody. Stephen Shapiro is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host.
This ain't no place for losers, or the innocent of mine.
Hey, Jim, and all the gang at the Small Business Advocate Show. It's Wilma Goldstein from the SBA. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary, and may you have 10 more. 10 years. 10 years.
It only seems like 20. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm so darn glad to be with you. I don't know what to do. Kicking off another year. We're in our 11th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. Can you believe it? Who would have thunk it? I know many of you thought, this will never last. Well, somehow it's lasting. And I think we're on to something. But only because we know really cool people like our good friend Stephen Shapiro. He's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, which, as you know, is now over 600 members. Our Brain Trust is over 600 strong. And with good folks like Stephen Shapiro joining us on a regular basis, you can't lose when you have those kinds of friends. Stephen is the author of Goal Free Living. Stephen, give us your website, please.
www.steveshapiro.com. STEVESHAPIRO.
All right. Hey, Steve. Now, but the Goalaholic Quiz is in the book. Can they also find it on the website?
They can find the Goalaholic Quiz, and then there's also an even newer quiz, which is your success style, which recognizes that there's three different success styles that people have, three different preferred ways of operating that will help them achieve success, and it will help you determine how you should best do that.
Can you give us a little bit of a hint about what those are?
Sure.
You got my curiosity up.
Well, I found that there's three different styles. One is the person who is much more about the concept of manifestation. They're people who are really into visualization, very optimistic people who believe that if I can just sort of visualize it in my mind, it will happen. So that's one group of people, and there's a big movement in that whole area right now. The second group are what I would call people who are very experiential. And the experiential folks are the ones who tend to be more goal-free. They do things not because of what it will give them as an outcome, but they do it because in the moment it's the thing that gives them joy and pleasure, mm-hmm. and success is a result of that. But what I've also found is that there are people, in fact, in society, a relatively large portion of the population who truly are achievers, and their success and happiness come from being able to check something off their to-do list and being able to look at their successes.
And why is it important to know the difference between those three?
Because there is no one-size-fits-all approach to success.
But would it help me to know how I'm wired so that I know whether I should sleep on things an extra night or whether I should invest in this emotion or that emotion? How does it help me?
Well, it tells you how much structure you want in your life. So, for example, on the achiever side of things, there you want a lot more plans, check marks, and goals that you would go for.
Right.
And that's just the nature of some people. I met mm-hmm. this one person who fell into that category when he retired as a top executive from a company. In retirement, he felt completely lost. So the recommendation to him was to create a checklist of things that you accomplish, even if it's I played golf, I played tennis, and that gave him at least some level of satisfaction that he wasn't lost and was doing things.
Mm-hmm.
But people like me who are in the experiential category, that destroys the whole process. I become much less successful because all of my work is about getting to the outcome, mm-hmm. which means it creates stress for me, and it means that I don't enjoy it, and therefore I'm not as successful at it.
And there's nothing wrong with either one of the three unless you don't know which one you are and you're trying to operate another way.
Exactly.
If you're a one and you're trying to operate as a three because that's what the world has told you to do, you're probably going to be an unhappy person and maybe not successful.
Absolutely. And in fact, here's really the interesting thing is when I wrote the Goal Free Living book, I thought what I was going to do with this book is convert all of the goalaholics of the world into people who are much more experiential. What I discovered is that the book resonates the most with people who are innately goal-free, who are innately experiential, but have been told by society that they have to be setting goals,
right.
otherwise they're lazy.
Right.
So it's interesting how my audience is the complete opposite of what I expected.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I mentioned before we went to the break, and by the way, folks, those quizzes are on at Steve Shapiro, S-H-A-P-I-R-O, steveshapiro.com. Are those free goals quizzes, Steve?
Sorry?
Are those quizzes free?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so folks, go there and check them out. You know how we like free things. Steve, as we got about a minute left, I talked about maybe if you're having trouble coming up with resolutions or goals for 08 or thoughts for 08, whatever you want to call them, use as the preamble to whatever you're going to be doing. I want to make a difference, ... Talk to us about that for about a minute.
Well, I think that's great because what I encourage people to do is set New Year's themes as opposed to specific measurable goals like lose 10 pounds or stop smoking. To me, a theme, something that is one word or a set of words, whether it is making a difference in a particular area, or last night in my group of friends, one person had from roots to fruits. She'd been laying the ground, and now she wants to see the fruits of her efforts. Another person was the search for joy, because this was a person who may have spent too much time looking at the negative things, and every day he's now going to look at the joyful things and be grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nowhere to get to, but it changes your mindset in the moment.
Right. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today. Let's have a good 2008 together. What do you think?
I think this is going to be the best year, as always.
I'm looking forward to it. Steven Shapiro, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Goal Free Living. That's Steve Shapiro, S-H-A-P-I-R-O.com. Thanks, Steve. See you next time.
Take care, Jim. Happy New Year.
Quick break. Right back with my 2007 predictions. What actually happened and my score right after these messages. 29 after. Happy New Year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.